Home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family, and we certainly would love to hear from you. So send us an email with a question or a comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. And remember, you can always listen to this show. You might be busy in the kitchen. Maybe you don't have a television in your kitchen or you're being busy. You can always listen as a podcast. Just go out to EWTN's Podcast Central at ewtn.com/radio/podcast or wherever you happen to listen to your podcasts. So today we're welcoming Kay Trottles to our show. Kay is the executive director of Mary's Shelter and has been involved in this nonprofit fundraising and management for the pro-life cause since her first real job with the Committee to End Tax-Funded Abortions in Michigan in 1988. Kay was the development director for Mary's Shelter from 2006 into 2008, and then she returned back as the executive director in 2016 after being a stay-at-home mom with her five children. And today she's here to join us to speak about Mary's Shelter and how she's providing a safe home for women to deliver and raise their children. Go out to the beautiful website. It's MarysShelterGulfCoast.org. And today is the day before Thanksgiving, and I'm sure you're all home busy doing lots of things or in getting ready for family to come, or maybe you're traveling. And we just pray God's richest blessings upon you all and that you will get to be with your family and you will be blessed. And I listened to a show the other day. It was by the Popchecks, and they were doing a radio show about Thanksgiving. And sometimes it could be tense. And with some family members who you haven't seen in a while, you could go out to and listen to that show if you hadn't heard it on a podcast with the Popchecks. And arm yourself so that you would be the best version and the loveliest person at your Thanksgiving dinner.
This is going to be a profound show today, a show of God's love and of God's mercy, of seeing Jesus Christ in women who are pregnant, who might be living out on the street, no place to go, and Mary's Shelter takes them in, not just for a night, but for months. And if they want to go on, they can go to a village and live there. And their saying is, from homelessness to home ownership in 39 months. So a shelter, and then a home that they could live in for a time, and they will build up funds so that they could buy their own home at some point. That's what Thanksgiving's about, to reach out in this way. And it's exactly what Mary's Shelter does. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, our guest today is Kay Trottles, and she is the executive director of Mary's Shelter. You can go out to the website. It's MarysShelterGulfCoast.org. Well, I'm so excited to finally get you here. You've been on our list for a while, and we want you first to tell our family a little bit about Kay, and then we want to talk about Mary's Shelter.
Well, thank you for having me. It started with Mary's Shelter back in 2006. They were brand new. They had just opened their home. They asked me to come and be their development director, which I did. We started to grow, and then my husband took a job on the road. So I had five little stair-step children, and I said, you know, I need to be a stay-at-home mom. Mm-hmm. So I left Mary's Shelter, raised them up until they were, you know, a lot older. And I got another phone call from Mary's Shelter in 2016 and said, will you come back as the executive director? We want to profoundly change the whole concept of what a maternity home is and go forward from there. Mm-hmm. And really, most maternity homes, there are over 400 maternity homes nationwide, and they all do wonderful work. But they are not all equipped or able to take what I would say are kind of the tough cases. Mm-hmm. Things have changed in recent years, as you well know, mm-hmm. in your business. So we are not, our demographic is not a young lady who made a mistake. She almost always, without exception, comes from a life of trauma, her own life. 70% of our residents have spent some or all of their own childhood in foster care. Mm-hmm. So they have no familial connections, no familial ties. They don't even understand the concept of motherhood. They don't understand what it takes to be a mom. So they're coming to us truly broken. Mm-hmm. And maternity homes are not always able to deal with that. There's a lot of mental illness. There is a lot of drug abuse. Lots of domestic violence. People say to me, well, are you a domestic violence shelter? Well, no, we're not specifically a domestic mm-hmm. violence shelter, but I would say to them, anyone who impregnates a woman and leaves her and abandons her, that by definition mm-hmm. is domestic violence. Mm-hmm. So yes, we are. The uptick in human trafficking has been unbelievable in the last 10 years or so. So the board of Marriage Shelter saw this and said, we have to fill that gap. We have to take everyone. And what I mean by that is any woman that calls us who is pregnant, and we often get calls, do you have a bed? Well, yes, we do. Are you pregnant? Yes, I am. Okay, where are you? We will come and get you. And she'll say, well, but hang on. I have some legal problems. No. Are you pregnant? Mm-hmm. Yes, I am. We'll come get you. And they just can't believe it. Mm-hmm. And it's because of that open door policy, we get residents from literally all over the country. Mm-hmm. We are the only home in the South, and one of only a handful of homes nationwide that will take all of these mm-hmm. women. The furthest we've ever had someone come to us is from Arizona. Mm-hmm. And it's not just a home. People often say, well, how long can they stay there after their baby's born? That's a huge question right. I get from donors and from, and we don't look at it that way. This is about a transformative relationship between us and them. Mm-hmm. They stay 15 months, whether they come in 6 weeks pregnant or 9 months pregnant, they still stay 15 months because it takes that long to break the cycle, to break these generational poverty and generational things that have happened to mm-hmm. them. And I always say it's very easy to get into Marriage Shelter. If you're pregnant, we're going to take you.
Yeah.
Not always easy for them to stay because they have to have a stake. Mm-hmm. They have to want this. It is not, they cannot make a change unless they want to make the change. So we have some rules. We don't allow cell phones at Marriage Shelter. And I know that sounds like, I'm sure your listeners are thinking, are you kidding me? But no, we don't. We can't allow cell phones. We call it detoxing mm-hmm. from people, places, and things.
Right.
There is a reason they are in the situation they're in. And that reason has to do with the life that they've been living, with the people they've been exposed to, and sometimes this is not people, sometimes this is toxic families. Mm-hmm. It's not just that they've sought out bad people.
Sometimes they're related to these people.
They're related to these people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So in order to break the cycle, we have to be very strict with things like that. Mm-hmm. We're a working program. They must work 40 hours a week. Mm-hmm. You cannot be a single mom if you do not work 40 hours a week. Mm-hmm. If they choose not to work 40 hours a week and they say, oh, well, Miss Kay, I can only work 20 hours a week because that's all they'll give me. Okay, well then the other 20 hours a week you can volunteer in our thrift store. And it's amazing how quickly, mm-hmm. when they are productive for 40 hours a week, they're going to choose the paying job right. over the non-paying job.
Right. Well, it really, what your program does offer is it's a complete different lifestyle change.
Yes.
And from the detoxing and the detaching, they're in the situation that they're in, usually because they burned a lot of bridges in the past
Correct.
With a lot of people. And they're needing, and what you offer so beautifully, is to be rescued and restored
Yes.
and repaired and renewed. And that's only, you're not there to play games. It's not a flop house.
Right.
It has rules, conditions, terms, mm-hmm. agreements, and everybody has to be all in order for her life to be changed
Yes.
and for her to succeed.
And it's a family.
Mm-hmm.
It's a loving, nurturing family.
Mm-hmm.
One of our kind of sacrosanct things, unless you, for some reason, have a job that takes you away during the dinner hour, we eat as a family.
Mm-hmm.
The staff, the residents, we sit down and eat dinner as a family.
Mm-hmm.
Now, breakfast and lunch, they're on their own. They fix, for themselves and their children. And it's amazing to me that these things are so important to them. We spend holidays together. Mother's Day is unbelievable at Mary's Shelter.
Mm-hmm.
We have former residents who have graduated the program. They still come back on Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
It's nothing for us to have 25, 30 resident women and their children, or former residents.
Mm-hmm. How many did you
say? And their children. 25, 30
mm-hmm.
for Mother's Day, because that's a massive celebration.
Yeah.
We keep in contact with them. I was a witness to a wedding. I had a mm-hmm. call from someone. We become their family.
Mm-hmm.
And in whatever brought them to Mary's Shelter, we address. So every case plan is different. Everything is completely individualized. And like I said, they're there for 15 months, so they're in all different stages of their case plan. And when they have made the commitment to change their life, we have a new program, Mary's Village.
Okay.
And in the village, they begin when they're still at Mary's Shelter, they're putting away 60% of everything they earn for that 15 months. Usually they graduate with about between around $10,000
mm-hmm.
In a savings account.
Mm-hmm.
They will go into the village, into Mary's Village. They will pay $900 a month, and $700 of that will go right into that escrow account.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of 2 years, they're up in the $20,000-$25,000 range, and they will be able to buy a home.
Mm-hmm.
We have bankers that are willing to support them. We do credit counseling through the banks, and they literally can go from homelessness to homeownership in 39 months.
And if a client comes to you, right, a girl comes and she's in a situation, you help them, like if they come and let's say they don't have a GED,
mm-hmm.
or they think this is the end of the story, it's like, no, we're gonna okay. help you to build your future. So you help them with the GED training and education.
We have GED classes, again, and like I said, we do have rules.
Mm-hmm.
If you come without a high school diploma, 2 days a week, you're going to GED classes
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
because that's very, very important. And education, mm-hmm. education is very important. So and also, again, like I said, case plans look different. If we have someone who has a true drug addiction, we will bring her into the home, and if we see that it's necessary, we will send her to a rehabilitation mm-hmm. facility, and they will deem, okay, 30 days, 60 days, mm-hmm. 90 days, they're the experts.
Mm-hmm.
We address whatever we need to address after
mm-hmm.
they become part of our family.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you would do with a child.
Right.
You would address, you will get that child the help that they need. But then even if she has her baby in a rehab facility, she's still our resident. Mm-hmm. She comes back to us mm-hmm. just because she left. It's part of her case plan. Mm-hmm. So we try to, same with adoption. We've had 4 adoptions in the last 2 years. And we don't just cut them loose because they placed their baby for adoption. No, you're mm-hmm. going to finish our program.
Right. And sometimes after they do adoption, that's no matter what they choose to mm-hmm. do, is always a difficult choice.
Absolutely.
And she needs a place to heal and restore. Because yes. mm-hmm. she did participate in the greatest act of love that another human being can do when a woman decides to place her baby up for adoption. She's going to still need a community, right? And a family to love her. Because sometimes the world will dismiss her, like, what kind of mother are you that you would do
oh,
that?
Oh, absolutely.
Right? And so she needs
absolutely.
Support. Emotional
yes.
support.
She needs the support. We give her the support. She finishes the program. Mm-hmm. And sometimes she has other children. We work with Child Protective Services all the time. Mm-hmm. We will sign safety plans so that a mother can be reunited, mm-hmm. reunified with her children. Mm-hmm. Because many of the moms that come to us, they have been separated from their children. Mm-hmm. And that's very important,
right.
that the family stay together. Mm-hmm. So we work very hard
right.
to keep them together and kind of yeah. jump through hoops mm-hmm. to do what we need to do.
But you're laying out a lot of important information yeah. here. I want to go back to the shelter itself, or mm-hmm. the haven mm-hmm. itself. And so we got that place, and then you've got the village that's under development.
Yes.
These people, you make an investment in them for 39 months if they want to go all the way, which is just like incredible. But we have 2 minutes before the break. Tell us a little bit about the place of introduction, that haven, that shelter. Not the village, but what is it? How big is that? How many people could take it in? Children and moms? Like, what is it like? Describe it.
Sure. It's a 10-bedroom, well, it's an 11-bedroom, 11.5-bath home. One of those bedrooms is for our overnight staff. So we have 10 resident rooms, all with private bath. So it's not like a shelter, and that's why we have just recently changed our name to Mary's Haven, is because we don't want anyone mm-hmm. to think of it as a mm-hmm. shelter. Mm-hmm. And they come in, they have their own private space. It's a community living situation. And, you know, again, we have the rules, but they do life skills every night. They participate in baby showers. We do a baby shower for each mm-hmm. resident. So, I mean, we do outings. We'll take them to the beach. We'll take them bowling. It's just like being in a family. Mm-hmm. Now, I say that we have 10 bedrooms, well, with private bath, unless we get our 11th resident. Mm-hmm. And then they're not private rooms. Then you have to share yeah. a room mm-hmm. because we also never turn a pregnant woman away,
that's beautiful.
Period. Mm-hmm. So post-ops, we had 17 resident women mm-hmm. and 14 resident children mm-hmm. under our roof.
Okay. Wow. We're going to take a break at this point, and we'll come right back holding you over for the final segment. It's Mary's Shelter Gulf Coast. That's Mary's Shelter, GULFCOAST.org. If you'd like to learn more, you'd like to support this incredible ministry. I could hardly even talk when I hear the magnitude and the complexities and the love in the community that's being done through this great Mary's Shelter. We'll be right back. Plenty more to come. This is a perfect theme and reality for Thanksgiving. Don't go away. Welcome back. We're wrapping up our conversation with Kay Traddles of Mary's Shelter Gulf Coast. That's Mary's Shelter, GULFcoast.org. You want to go to that site. Great information there, ways for everybody to support this wonderful ministry, especially profound time here in Thanksgiving. So just share with us a little bit about your location and how this is run, a little bit about your staff.
Sure. We are located in Alberta, Alabama.
With an E.
With an E. Alberta with an E. We are not in Canada. We are on the Gulf Coast of Alabama. We are a very rural location, and that is by the grace of God. It was donated property. The home was built there. We thought for a long time that this is going to be so hard. We have to transport them. Best thing in the whole world, because it's not a place where they can get upset and you know, have a tiff with one of their sisters and run out the door and hop out of metro and catch a bus.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful, beautiful location for us to have. We are staffed 24/7. We do not ever leave these residents alone because they're pregnant. They can go into labor. There can be complications. They are never left alone. We're staffed 24/7, which is very burdensome. We have to supply transportation for our residents wherever they go. And remember, they go to GED classes twice a week. They all have jobs, so they have to be transported to and from their jobs. They have well baby checkups. They have
maternity checkups.
Maternity checkups, you name it. And we supply birth coach for every one of them. So our staff is by far our largest expense is in our staffing.
Yeah.
People want to support your ministry, where's the best place to go to hear more about what you're doing?
To the website, MarysShelterGulfCoast.org. It is, we are staffed by individuals, by foundations, private foundations. We do not get any government funding.
Okay. Well, thank God we have you back tomorrow, because you're just scratching the surface of this great work we'll be together on Thanksgiving.
Absolutely, and I'm thankful for that.
Be sure to join us tomorrow. We'll continue our conversation with Kay Traddles, this incredible ministry, Mary's Shelter. Mary's Village now is being built. You heard about the home, something like 10 bedrooms, 10 or 11 bathrooms, taking in homeless women, their children. I mean, you're hearing this? I mean, this is the work of the Lord. Mary's Village now being developed from homelessness to home ownership in 39 months. Look forward to being with you again tomorrow. You're an important part of this EW10 family. You're never alone, and you're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.